A few years ago, I was standing in my kitchen, rustling up a Sunday brunch for some very hungover, very northern mates who were down in London for the weekend. One of them was helping me out, finding essential ingredients like paracetamol and orange juice, and asked me, "Where are the sun-dried tomatoes?" "The next to the cappuccino maker," I replied. A ghastly, pregnant silence fell. Slowly, we turned to meet each other's gaze. We didn't say anything. We didn't need to. Each read the other's unspoken thought. We had changed. We had become the kind of people who rustled up brunch on Sundays, passed around sections of the weekend papers, popped down to little artisan bakeries. The kind of people who had sun-dried tomatoes and cappuccino makers. Southerners, I suppose. Now, before readers from Goldming and Sidcup, Aylesbury and Exeter hurl this book across the non-fiction section or chuck it in the bin, cursing the waste of a book token, let me explain. I don't like thinking this way, as though I'm a Pict in an animal pelt, face painted with blue woad. I'd rather be cosmopolitan and suave, displaying an easy confidence with pesto and fish knives and the intricacies of the Hammersmith and City Line. I have tried to change. Really, I have. I say lunch. I say book with an uh, not an o. Although I still draw the line at supper and bath. But then again, I do have a cappuccino maker and some sun-dried tomatoes from Waitrose. Actually, moving with the times, it's now sunblush tomatoes. So much juicier, don't you think? This book, then, is an attempt to rediscover both the North itself and my inner northerner. Does the North still exist? Are the hand-wringing cultural theorists right when they talk of a Britain of ident-knit prefab towns, each with a body shop, Costa Coffee and Waterstones? Or is the North still more likely to rejoice in a flagship Cash Converters than a flagship Harvey Nicks? Whatever the fashionistas of Leeds might think. The North. What is it? Where is it? Where does it begin and end? What does it mean to be Northern? And why, in a country that you could drop and easily lose in one of the American Great Lakes, does that 2.5 journey from London to Manchester or Leeds still feel like crossing time zones, political borders, and linguistic and cultural frontiers?